VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge in California has blocked President Trump's plans to use emergency funding to build sections of a border wall at the border with Mexico. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's a temporary injunction against President Trump's effort to use military funds to build a border wall. The ruling from San Francisco District Court Judge Haywood Gilliam Jr. applies to two projects to replace 51 miles of fence along the Mexican border. The judge writes, since Congress declined the executive request to appropriate funds, it doesn't square with the separation of powers that the executive nonetheless may simply find a way to spend those funds. At stake are billions of dollars the president wants to use to move forward with his signature campaign promise to build a wall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump said on Friday he will send about 1,500 American troops, these are to the Middle East, mostly as a protective measure amid heightened tensions with Iran. We get more from VOA's Patsy Wadakuswara reporting from the White House.
Ahead of Memorial Day, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited soldiers' graves at Arlington National Cemetery on Thursday. A day later, he announced that he would be sending more troops to address rising tensions in the Middle East.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops, mostly protective, and some very talented people are going to the Middle East right now, and we'll see how, and we'll see what happens. It'll be about 1,500 people.
U.S. warships and carrier strike groups have already been deployed to the Persian Gulf. Earlier this week, administration officials said the move has been successful in putting Iranian threats on hold. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
And this is VOA News. U.S. intelligence agencies will cooperate with a new Justice Department investigation into whether officials overstepped their bounds and improperly surveilled U.S. President Trump's presidential campaign in 2016. In a statement issued late Friday, the director of the National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said intelligence agencies would provide U.S. Attorney General William Barr with all of the appropriate information for his investigation. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday, plunging the country deeper into political chaos as it tries to negotiate an exit from the European Union. As Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA, May's failure to get Parliament to back her EU withdrawal agreement eventually led to her downfall after 3 years of trying to deliver Brexit following a June 2016 referendum.
Theresa May walked out of the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras and announced her resignation. Her voice cracking, the Prime Minister struggled to hide her emotions.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
More than a dozen Conservative members of Parliament are expected to put their names forward to replace May. Most are demanding a tougher line with Brussels. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. President Trump is headed to Japan for a four-day state summit and a ceremony in sports, although a senior White House official promises there will be some substantive things to announce. A focus on photo opportunities rather than deal-making may be intentional on the part of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has forged a close relationship with Mr. Trump. The president is to attend a banquet with the new emperor, golf with the prime minister, and view the ancient sport of sumo. One of Abe's goals during their time together in Tokyo is ensure that Mr. Trump is committed to next month's Group of 20 summit in Japan in Osaka. North Korea is blaming the United States for deadlocked nuclear negotiations, and they vow they will never be resumed unless Washington abandons deep demand for disarmament. President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Hanoi ended in February without any agreements on sanctions relief for Pyongyang and on concessions the North would make regarding its banned nuclear and ballistics program. A statement issued Friday through Pyongyang, official Korean Central News Agency, citing a North Korean spokesman, accused the U.S. of intentionally causing the talks to collapse with impossible demands. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from VOA in Washington. I've got an exciting playlist of Pan-African music today with tunes from 13 different countries. The range of styles and eras is just wonderful. You're going to hear everything from a classic soukous, for example, by iconic singers Mpilia Bell and Tabule, to new releases by veterans and by rising stars alike, such as Youssou N'Dour of Senegal and Teta Diana of Rwanda. Song of the Week comes in at the bottom of the hour with a song and an artist that's up for big-time nominations at this year's Ghana Music Awards. The song is Wish Me Well by Kwame Eugene. Kwame Ofori joins me in studio to present that, so you know that's going to be fun. And he will have special insight, too, into this song, being that Kwame, too, is from Ghana. Near the back half of the hour, I also have another VOA friend and colleague joining me. That's Jackson Mvunganyi. He and I are going to present a track from Rwandan singer Teta Diana's brand new album called Iwanyu. So sit tight, people, stay glued, and let's get on it. We begin in classic Mandé tradition from Guinea with Garadona by Bambino. If you don't know Sekouba Diabaté, a.k.a. Bambino, you should, because he's an icon of Mandé music. The Diabatés are descendants of a long line of griots, or djeliu, as they're called locally. And djeli music is passed down from generation to generation. And in Bambino's case, he learned it from his mama. Now, his mother actually died when he was only 3 years old, but she left behind her legacy in recordings that her son later heard on the radio. Her music was one of his biggest influences. At 16, then-President Sékou Touré, a noted music lover, by the way, heard him sing and insisted that Bambino join Bembeya Jazz, Guinea's best-known musical group at the time. Bambino, of course, honored the president's request and, well, created his own legacy as one of the most beloved singers of all time in the Mandé world of West Africa.
talila foresta que le fanin don la lufo iba que le la fanu donda iba la jine talila kini la jine kalufo anila be ni gara dona don fula aja janke kusangara dona oye kona kiri.
All right. Hello, everybody. That was the amazing voice and sound of Sekuba Bambino, an icon of Manding music from Guinea. The song was Garadona, a track from his 2009 album Awa sur un air Manding. I'm Heather, and this is Music Time in Africa. Moving across the continent to Kenya now, and to a different kind of music altogether, let's listen to singer-songwriter Eric Wainaina. This is my favorite track from his 2011 album, Love and Protest. I love it for the message, other people's lives.
You live and you learn, you can't please everybody. In fact, there'll be those who spit on your dead body. You take all the advice that you can take. Then one day you're done baking everyone else's cake. And living other people's lives, other people's dreams, other people's moods, other people's highs, other people's lifestyles, and other people's rules. Flash magazines and flashy apartments, fancy bikinis and fancy fair weather friends. Not living a life if I can't afford it. No, 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 no. Image zero if I have to borrow it. For living other people's lives, other people's schemes, other people's moods, other people's dreams, other people's lifestyle, other people's who's who's, other people's yes, other people's no's, other people's no can't do's. Other people's don'ts, other people's maybes, other people's rules. Now to make my own choices. If it's okay with you, I'll choose my own voices. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I won't listen. Give me a chance to follow my vision. Instead of living other people's cars, other people's clothes, for other people's eyes, other people's dreams, other people's lifestyles, other people's lives, other people's highs, other people's lows, other people's in-betweens, other people's don'ts, other people's maybes, and other people's schemes, other people.
Music time in Africa, y'all.
Hey, hey, peepas, how you doing? This is Heather. I am so happy you're listening with me today, wherever you are on the continent. You just heard Eric Wainaina from Kenya, and now the next three songs are all from 2019. First, I'm going to take you westward a little bit to the city of Kampala. This is the home of Maro, a wonderful artist whom you may have heard before. He came to the studio last year with an American artist named Shane. Well, Maro, he's got a brand new single out titled Konta. It features Zuli Tums and DJ Caesar.
Kanoka kakari kakate kazinako olimba na biota mani ngosita wa olinga no kemwani put it like those of a jamani ono unyachi when you pass me by uchidula wetalanga balaba ni you spend that money don't talk to me kuba tunyaba kunyonga batugwira abagusubule kunyonga batugwira na kazi nako olimba get my sphere kanoka kakali kakande na kazi nako olimba I swear kanoka kakali kakande Okay, Magumutwe. Yeah, Magumutwe. But you can't, can't.
Everywhere you come, my daughter, Nangi. Can you get a bully like what's up, Nandi? MOB, she catch it, you got it. Cause in the kid, I'm a mono, Murati. No man, I'm a kulu, a bomb, Mukate. Mazara wona hebi angeli nyuma Kamba suli resilaini nga we mwenyiga
Chicago
Kwa tazina
Tengo
Boba tozina
Kusaba tengo
Nakazi nako
Olimba
Siket kwa iswea
Kanoka pekari kakate
Nakazi nako
Olimba
Iswea
Kanoka pekari kakate
Oke okay, magumutwe
me by muchidula wetalanga balaba nwi you spend that money don't talk to me kuba tunya bagunyonga batugwira abagusobola lunyonga batuvira
chigaga
kwata zina
tango
boba tozina
kusaba tango
kazi nako
olimba
siket kwa iswea
kanoka kakali kakande
kazi nako
olimba
I swear
kanoka kakali kakande
Yeah, that was Konta by Maro, featuring Zuli Toombs and DJ Caesar. If you want to know more about Maro, go to my YouTube channel and search for Maro, M-A-R-O.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Rawr! Okay, now, I promised you that I was going to play a new release by the legendary Mbalax singer who exposed this distinctive Senegalese style to the world. That's Youssou N'Dour. He's come out with a brand new album. It's called History. The lead-off track is a moving tribute to the late bassist Habib Faye. As musical director of N'Dour's legendary band Super Étoile de Dakar, Faye shaped their winning sound starting way back in the 1980s. The two giants of Mbalax worked on separate projects in recent years, but at Faye's untimely death in April 2018, N'Dour canceled all of his shows to be at his funeral. Together, N'Dour told his publicist, "We created many songs and played many shows around the world. Naturally," he said, "this is the first song I wrote for this album." So here's Habib Faye, an elegy with an Mbalax beat.
That was The New Yusu N'Dour with his tribute to the late bassist, music director, and friend to Yusu, Habib Fahim. Hello, lovies. This is Heather. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and here's the third song from 2019 I have for you. It's from Malawi, called Revelations by Sanji, and featuring Saint.
Amayankula zonya zita, amayankula moya luka, amayankula ngadi antu osalingedwa. Sibongwe kama maomo, kutumba kwa kwa oku, abwele tabagulu ngadi tomsenda nao. Waka kolola kunizo wazao kamoto wake amasonkela papira ntu aziona kono wakumanja ukataniza mbale ama isisa kuti wa manzere uzi wenso right now man one ask chimakala chan kodini nuo yamba kula nilandali so oh god mawasiriti wika
think about today but think about tomorrow
somewhere ulinazo zingo ya mika.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
So now I want to take you back in time to some of the best dance music still to date on Earth. Seriously. Just listen to Mbilia Bell, presented by the late Tabule with Bina Mudanda. Dance, Mudanda. Dance.
Suena peno.
baketu kuangoma Kana betu kusebuka Baketu nyoso kubwa kibalala
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell coming in at the end of the classic sound of Mbilia Bell and Tabule Rocheho from 1986. Song of the Week with Kwame is coming up soon. We're going to present our favorite nominee for Song of the Year at the upcoming Ghana Music Awards. Well, my favorite anyway. But first, let's keep the groove going from the ladies of African music. Here's Patience Dabani, and also former First Lady of Gabon from 1967 to 87, with her song Chiki Chiki.
Love And this is the song of the week.
All right, all right, all right. I'm with Kwame in the studio now. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, 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 guys.
So happy to have you back on set.
It's always a pleasure.
So this week's Song of the Week is from Ghana.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it's by a young artist named Kwame Eugene. Now, the song... Oh, yes, that's right. The song is called Wish Me Well, and we're excited because it is up for Best Song of the Year on Ghana's upcoming Music Awards.
And it's also nominated for Highlight Song of the Year, which confuses me because this sounds like a gospel song.
It does. I don't hear a bit of highlight in it, but it is just so wonderful. So let's listen to a little bit, and we'll come back in. We'll pop back in the middle of the song for a second. Here it is. Yeah.
My God be my provider, He be my protector, so why they go higher? Yo, baby, I need Papa. My God be my provider, He be my protector, so why they go higher? Oh yeah, me me nyawo biyam po boni, I don't do them many things.
All right. I love this song, the melody. You know, you heard me just now singing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting good in my pigeon even. I love it. He's got these beautiful melodies and this singability to the song.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
It's, you know, is this part coming?
No, it's not coming yet.
Oh, man. I just cannot wait for it. Is it coming now? Well, here it comes.
No.
I'm going to sing it. Oh, shoot.
Oh,
there it
is.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Kwame, what does this mean? What is he saying?
He's saying God should speak on behalf of his kids. And I'm not surprised because Kwame Eugene actually comes from a gospel background. He used to play live music in the church. And I'm not surprised that he is able to fine-tune melody to make you, Heather, fall in love with his music.
I love this.
Yeah.
Oh, let's listen some more.
Coming once them I see by record with a stolen mic. We be see my phone coming yet see and a tubing pie. We buy a machine and we destroy the soul inside. My baby I'm a mona monkai.
Shame on you, I pray my God to favor you. What will they do with deja vu?
Now, you know, he's singing shame on you, and when you watch a music video, you see some disturbing, you see two women totally in different contexts, crying, being abused in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think what's the message there?
So, I mean, with him in the video, those who haven't watched it, go watch Wish Me Well on YouTube by Kwame Eugene.
Yeah.
He's addressing two issues, where there's a distraught woman who looks like people have been saying a lot of crazy things about, and the woman is crying to God to, like, speak on her behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other one is he addressing the issue of fake pastors in Ghana and really across the continent.
Yeah.
It's becoming a problem. So
taking advantage of women.
Exactly.
Let's listen to the last end of this song and we'll come back.
Yes.
I just love it. Yeah.
There you go. Yes, he's been nominated for 10 awards for Ghana Music Awards.
Oh my gosh. So this is Kwame Eugene, guys.
Yeah.
And that song was Wish Me Well, but 10 awards, that must be, well, we know it's for Song of the Year, High Life Song of the Year, even though it doesn't sound.
High Life Artist of the Year.
Oh, High Life Artist of the
Year. And High Life Song of the Year. Yeah,
he's and many
nominated.
More.
Yes, producer of the year, artist of the year, album of the year. This is his year, really.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we wish him well, too.
We wish him well.
All right, this is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
And that was Song of the Week.
Hey, this is Amara Brown, all the way in Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
Okay, here is an artist I just discovered from Zambia, Jay Rocks. He began his career in 2009 as part of an award-winning hip-hop group called Zone Fam, and he's been moving up ever since. He's already released 4 singles in just this year, but I really like this one from 2015. It's called I'm Not For Sale, Ho.
This life is not for honor. When you're striving, hoping to die for honor. Glory see my quana. When you're thirsty and they be no cabana. New land, no designer. And your boyfriend, don't say akukana. You're really not a planner. So your life in a day, the kupitana. You wanna get a 9 to 5? Wanna be free, can't wait to be alive. You wanna hustle overnight, but there's not a job that you seem to be getting right. I know they want for Mugazi, Jazzy, you can be the Blasi. Don't slip around the Mumu Mabazi. Just tell them you're not for sale. Oh. You're not for sale. Oh. You're not for sale. Oh. You're not for sale. Lord have mercy, I done did this and did that. I did some people wrong and I don't think they did that. But I think they know that I'm in this so pitch black. I'm just a selfish trying to get me some fish back. But I am proud of that part of me. I'm on my Twitter trying to DMX like a rap rider G. It's a tough saga. See, I used to be a rough lover with enough battery. Money was the issue. I was trying to get it from my honey every situ. Never really learned a couple things and how to treat you. So when you never brought the money, my reflex was to beat you. When I saw you, I saw a couple dollar signs. Got the cheddar, took it to my Coca-Cola dimes. Couple bullet times, that was my bipolar time. Left my shorty when the farms, when I was balling with no qualms. Eventually, she looked at me and told me it wasn't meant to be. She told me she was tired of being tortured, prison mentally. She told me she was done, da-da. Can't take me like I'm Timba because I'm not for sale. This. I've never done this. I never thought to come a day when I would run this. But some things you can't miss. Let me be honest. Jehovah God be the reason that I'm on this. I remember when I started and nobody tried to push my agenda. But the number vendor. Till I got to the top, it was 1 December. Eh. Kunichinga. Probably top 5 rappers in this money penda. But one bella danger. Record labels trying to get me, but it's money tenga. They wanna sign me, then give me what to talk about. Wanna buy me with the cheddar, wanna cough a lot. But I ain't doing none of that. Need my combat that you wasting my time. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale.
Just joining us, welcome. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. And for those of you who've been listening already, hello and a big hug to you too. Next up, Deba Demba. This is a group of 2 enormously talented musicians, guitarist Abdoulaye Traoré from Burkina Faso and singer of the griot tradition, Mohamed Djabi. Now, Djabi is the 2nd griot we've listened to today, the first one having been Sekou Bambino of Guinea from the top of the hour. So this song is Nusso Dia, or Happiness.
Che ni mo so beka
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? You are tuned in to Music Time right here on VOA with Heather.
All right. Hello, everybody. The song you're just hearing now is Kata from 2014 by Rwandan singer Teta, or Teta Diana. Now, she has just come out with a brand new album, and here to talk about it is Jackson Mvunganyi. Jackson is the co-host of the radio program Upfront Africa and entertainment host on Red Carpet TV.
Hello, hello, everyone. What's up, Heather?
How you doing, Jackson?
I'm doing well.
Man.
I'm doing well.
So do you remember, Jackson, back in 2014 when we interviewed Teta together?
How could I forget?
I know. Let's
How
listen.
Could I forget?
Let's listen to an excerpt from that.
I was born in Kenya, and I grew up hearing my parents talk about Rwanda, a place we belong to, a beautiful country of honey and milk, they would describe it. And the only way to connect with Rwanda was through music, so we would listen to all the traditional music. Kamariza, Masamba, Inanga, Njindiri. So I grew up listening to that kind of music, and I loved it at such a very young age. But this particular musician, Kamariza, she also passed away. She caught my attention. I loved her music, her voice, her message, encouraging people to go back home. I feel like it was a message to us who were abroad because of history. So she inspired me a lot. She's the reason, actually, I tried.
You know what's crazy is when I listen to your music, the first time I listen to your music, I say, this girl reminds me of Kamariza. I
yeah.
swear to God. Like this, we had this very iconic artist. You know, obviously, I relate to her story in many ways. I was a kid who was born and raised in the diaspora, and the only way we connected to our culture was through music. And this was a very powerful sound from this woman who was talking about the beauty of Rwanda. She was, in many ways, our pipeline to Rwanda before we even got there.
Yeah.
But when you sing, it reminds me of that woman. Unfortunately, she passed away when she was still young. You know, she passed away in the 90s. But Teta, to me, reminds me of Kamaliza.
Do you have one of her songs in your head that you could just sing like a few phrases from to remind us of this singer that was so influential with you both and probably many Rwandans?
Sure. Humura Rwanda nziza, humura humura ngahundaje, humura Rwanda nziza, humura humura ngahundaje, ndaje gihugu nkunda, dore nkwambaye impumbya, and so on.
Oh my
so the song is about, sorry, Rwanda, stop crying, I'm here, and it's about hope.
That just took me back.
Oh,
it just
look,
took
I'm
me back. I got
Are you crying, Heather?
I'm tearing up, and
isn't
I'm not
that
even...
powerful? That's beautiful. And look at Heather, too. You don't even know.
Beautiful.
There was a certain melancholy to it. It was so powerful.
Yeah. All right, so Jackson.
I cannot believe that was 2014.
Can you believe that? Five years ago.
Wow, time flies.
I know it.
Yeah.
So
it was so nice to have Teta in the studio at the time and talk to her. You know, before you ask me a question, I have to say real quick that Kamaliza, that artist that we were talking about, lives in spirit through Teta in many ways. If you listen to her music, her sound, that new album that we're about to talk about, had that one song, that is in many ways the sound of Kamaliza. And this girl carries on the torch of this powerful artist. And in many ways, you can see that she's also legendary. She's going that route of Kamaliza.
I think so. And now, I hadn't heard from her in these last 5 years. Mm. And I would, every once in a while, like I do with many artists that I've already interviewed, I pop in and on social media and try to see what's going on, or I give them a call if I have their number. And it's just now that she's finally come out with the album.
Right, right. Her first album.
Yes.
She's been working on it for about 5 years now.
Yeah, and I listened through little samples of all the songs, just short samples, and there's a big variety. She does a few pop tunes. She does some real slow, melancholy guitar, singer-songwriter tunes. But this one, I just love the sound of it, but I don't know what it's about. So what's the song
about? None Nezha means now and tomorrow. Now and always.
Okay.
And it's a song about self-love. She says that as a woman, you have to love yourself today and tomorrow and always and understand your value. That's the message in that song.
Thanks, Jackson. Let's listen to Teta Diana with...
None Nezha.
None Nezha.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, so we've got time for just one more song, and I want to play one that comes from Sierra Leone by the group Catch Dem Young Salon. Now, they just composed this song for us. Music Time in Africa, and right with all of you in Africa who love and listen to the show.
Écoutez, there's no other time but Music Time in Africa. City Warriors alongside Africa, come with us.
Let our hearts be, let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out, Let it drown out all the hate. Let our hearts be. Let our hearts be as one. Let it drown out. Let it drown out all the hate. Hey, got me singing like hey. Got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa. Hey, got me singing like hey. Got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa. We all now one, we all now one. So let we come together and sing praise songs for Africa, Africa, Africa.
Mama firmaling anapapina, one thing the lemo you. Mama firmaling anapapina, one thing the lemo you. Tabo wataka kama bora neka mafi lang baboko. Just a mark of my fear.
Let our hearts be. Let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out. Let it drum out all the hate. Let our hearts be. Let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out. Let it drum out all the hate. Hey. Got me singing like hey. Got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa. Hey. Got me singing like hey. Got me singing like hey. No better time like music time in Africa.
We got the music to keep you grooving. African music, can't refuse it, so we choose it. We got the music to keep you grooving. African music, can't refuse it, so we choose it. Dance to the drum beat, beats like your heartbeat. Just keeps you whining while I'm rhyming, pound this fly beat. Dance to the drum beat, beats like your heartbeat. Just keeps you whining while I'm rhyming, pound this fly beat.
Let our hearts be. Let our hearts be as one. Let it drum out.
All right, that was Music Time in Africa, spelled T-Y-M-E, by Catch Dem Young Salon, a song dedicated for the Music Time in Africa family. Yay! It's time to say goodbye, music lovers. Thank you so much for joining me today. And a big thank you to Kwame Ofori for his help with Song of the Week, I Wish You Well by Kwame Eugene. And also to Jackson Mvunganyi for joining me on presenting Teta Diana's new music, Iwanyi. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09500 UTC. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past 09, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online. Just go to voanews.com anytime and search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay blessed.